Welcome to the One God Report podcast. This is Bill Schlegel. This is podcast number 116 called 15 One-Minute Challenges to the Trinity. Of late, I've been making some of these one-minute or less YouTube shorts. If you are not a subscriber to the Bill Schlegel YouTube channel, I'd ask that you go over and subscribe and check out these different little shorts. But I realize that not everybody looks at the YouTube channel, so I thought I would put these together as one string for a podcast. You can see in the show notes as well a link to the playlist if you get inspired to go back and listen to any of the longer podcast lectures that are mentioned in this particular podcast. You'll hear a little bell like this between the segments. Before we listen to those 15 challenges, just note that right now we are between the 14th and the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Adar, which is the day that Mordecai the Jew in the book of Esther, chapter 9, verses 20 to 22, prescribed that the Jewish people would all observe the 14th and the 15th day of the month of Adar each year as the time when the Jews gave themselves rest from their enemies, the month when their trouble was turned to happiness and their mourning to a holiday. These were to be days of banqueting, happiness, sending gifts to one another, and providing for the poor. Interesting, a day when their trouble was turned to happiness and their mourning into a holiday. Yishmau navim v'yismachu, the humble will hear and rejoice.
Hi, Bill Schlegel here. I taught Bible history, geography, and Hebrew in Israel for over 30 years, and I came to understand that the God of the Bible, whose name is spelled with the four Hebrew consonants, Yod He Vav He, is not a trinity. The man Jesus, Yeshua in Hebrew, is the Christ, the Messiah, who died but was raised from the dead by God.
The word God in the New Testament, theos in Greek, occurs over 1,300 times. Each one of the little X's on this screen represents an occurrence of the word God in the New Testament. Over 1,300 times. So here's a question. How many times does the word God, theos in Greek, mean the Trinity in the New Testament? Zero. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, and actually all of the epistolary greetings of the apostles. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, the apostle Paul writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." Isn't it clear in verses like this that Jesus Christ has a God? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ is also called the Father, and this Father is the God of all comfort. The Lord Jesus Christ in these verses is not God. Many people who believe in the deity of Christ seem to think that the Gospel of John is the main book that declares that Jesus is God. Yet the author himself gave us the reason he wrote the book at the end of his gospel, after all of the signs, the miracles that Jesus did. The author gives us the purpose for why he recorded the signs that Jesus did. In John chapter 20, verses 30 to 31, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name." Now the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, in the Bible, is never God. Jesus, in his Olivet Discourse, describing his return to earth, said, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." This statement just doesn't make sense if Jesus is God. How could God not know the day that he was coming back? Why would the Father, one member of a multi-personal Godhead, have information and withhold it from other members of the Godhead? Aren't those other members as well equally omniscient and eternal? And where is the third person of the Godhead? Is the Holy Spirit also ignorant of the day of the return of Jesus? The Holy Spirit has no human nature. There would be no reason for the Spirit not to know.
The author of the Gospel of John talks about somebody who comes down from above.
But what if the phrase comes from above or comes from heaven is meant to be taken figuratively? It could then apply to mere human beings. A Christian can believe in God the Father, in Jesus the Son of God, and in the Holy Spirit, but not in the Trinity. Author Forrest Moretti says that the scriptures actually warn against making God into a triune being.
We need to understand that the oneness of God was always going to be challenged. This is going to happen. Human beings feel compelled to redefine God.
Check out the podcast and Forrest Moretti's book called Why Some Christians Don't Believe in the Trinity. Neither Jesus nor any author of the New Testament appealed to the Old Testament to find hints that God is a Trinity, much less prove that God is a Trinity. That's right. Not Jesus, not Paul, not Peter, not John. No one in the New Testament appealed to an Old Testament passage like Genesis 1:26 or Isaiah 9:6 to find evidence that God is a Trinity. So allow me to ask Trinitarians who search the Old Testament to find evidence that God is a triune being, Jesus or the apostles? They didn't search and discover evidence in the Old Testament that God is a Trinity. Why are you? For more information, see the link to the lecture called Finding Evidence for the Deity of Christ is Not a New Testament Exercise. Some Trinitarians claim that God's statement, "Let us make man," in Genesis 1:26, is evidence for a tri-personal God. But those who make that claim are not keeping up with Trinitarian scholarship. For instance, here's the conservative, evangelical, Word Biblical Commentary. Quote, "Christians have traditionally seen this verse as adumbrating the Trinity. It is now universally admitted that this was not what the plural meant to the original author. It is now universally admitted is strong language. If you're a Trinitarian and you think that Genesis 1:26 is evidence that God is a Trinity, you should investigate why Trinitarian scholars don't think so. For more information, see the discussion linked below called Let Us Make Man in Our Image. Is Genesis 1:26 evidence for the Trinity? For Christians who believe in the deity of Christ, the most concise statement in all of the Bible that God became man are four words from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. Quote, "The Word became flesh." Let me ask deity of Christ believers. So you believe that God became flesh. You believe that one person who is God became flesh. Does that mean he turned into flesh? If your God became flesh, that means your God is flesh. Ask yourself if this statement sounds biblical and if you really believe it. Quote, "My God is flesh." If that sounds non-biblical or strange, maybe John 1:14 does not say what you think it says. See the lecture linked below called The Word Became Flesh, Why John 1:14 Does Not Say That God Became Man. The title God the Son is used in mainstream Christianity, but God the Son is never in the Bible. God in the Bible is never a son. The title God the Son is a subtle perversion of the biblical title, the Son of God. The title Son of God in the Bible is always given to created beings, especially to human beings, and especially to the nation of Israel. In Exodus 4:22, God says, "Israel is my firstborn son," and as Israel's representative, the king, descended from David, is called the Son of God. In the New Testament, Jesus, the Son of David, is called the Son of the Most High God. And those who come to a relationship with God through Jesus are called the sons of God. Again, God the Son is never in the Bible. For more information, see the linked video called The Son of God in the Bible. Did you know that the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ has a God? Like in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, where the Apostle Paul prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. The Lord Jesus Christ has a God. The Bible tells me so. For more information, check out the link below. Did you know that for mainstream Christianity, Jesus is not a human person? Here is respected Christian apologist William Lane Craig.
Therefore, there is only one person in Christ. There is not a human person. There is no man, Jesus of Nazareth, who is a human person.
Mainstream Christianity denies that Jesus is a human person. Otherwise, he would be two persons, a God person and a human person. For more information, check out the link below. A quick question for my Trinitarian friends. Is your God one being or two beings? Trinitarian doctrine insists that the three persons of God are one because they are one being.
One in being, three in person.
One being? But wait a second. Doesn't Trinitarian doctrine also insist that one of the God persons became a human being? That makes two beings. So which is it? Is the Trinitarian God one being or two beings? And if they are only one being, does that not eliminate the human being, Jesus of Nazareth? You might want to check out the lecture, linked below, called The Trinity's Disappearing Essence. The claim that God is three persons in one essence eliminates the humanity of Jesus. Mainstream Christianity insists that the one God of the Bible is the Trinity. But both Jesus and Paul disagree. Jesus said that the Father is the only true God. And the Apostle Paul declared that for us, Christians, there is one God, the Father. If, as Jesus and Paul said, that the only true God is the Father, then the Trinity is an idol. Check out your Bible and the One God Report podcast, link below. If the one God is a Trinity, three persons, then God should be referred to with plural pronouns, they, them. But like the modern woke movement, Trinitarians refer to their multi-person God with singular pronouns, he, him. Here are some typical statements from a local church statement of faith. Quote, "The eternal triune God reveals himself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is an intelligent, spiritual, and personal being. To him, we owe the highest love, reverence, and obedience." Unquote. But Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not him. Three persons are they. In the Bible, God is one person, the Father. For more information, see the lecture linked below called Trinity, Preferred Pronouns, He, Him, Wokeism in Trinitarian Thought. Almost all mainstream Christian denominations, churches, and schools begin their statements of faith with a declaration that God is three persons in one. Here's an example from a Christian university. Quote, "We teach that there is but one living and true God, eternally existing in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Unquote. But where does the Bible teach that to be a Christian or to be saved, we must believe that God is a three-person being? There is a major disconnect between the teachings of mainstream Christianity and the apostles of Jesus. Mainstream Christianity requires a belief in the Trinity. The New Testament does not. For more information, see the lecture linked below called Is the Trinity in the Bible? And if so, where? Most Christians will find it surprising that Trinitarian scholars admit that the doctrine of the Trinity is not revealed in the Bible, neither in the Old Testament nor in the New Testament is the Trinity revealed. Listen to Dr. James White, author of the book called The Forgotten Trinity.
In our text, you have Matthew on one side, and you have Malachi on the other side. And so if you want to see where the doctrine of the Trinity is revealed, you ready? Look in the gutter right here between the pages. The gutter between the pages. That's where the Trinity is revealed.
The audience laughed, but Dr. White was serious. If you're surprised by the claim that the Trinity is not revealed in the Bible, or if you didn't know that that was the claim, check out the lecture linked below called How and When Was the Trinity Revealed?